We hear again our Lord's word of a few of the verses from 1 Samuel 24. When Saul returned from following the Philistines, he was told, "Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men in front of the wild goats' rocks. And he came to the sheepfolds by the way where there was a cave. And Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the innermost parts of the cave. And the men of David said to him, "Here is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you.'" Then David arose and stealthily cut off a corner of Saul's robe, and afterward David's heart struck him because he had cut off a corner of Saul's robe. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put out my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed." So David persuaded his men with these words and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave. In the name of Jesus. "Have mercy on us, son of David." That's how the two blind men cried out for Jesus in Matthew 9. The Savior, and this had been known from the prophets all along, the Savior would be of the lineage of David, the one to show mercy, David's greater son. In teaching of salvation to the sinner, Paul actually picks up some of David's words and quotes him. Paul writes in Romans 4, "David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom the Lord, whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord does not count his sin." In quoting David, the Apostle Paul makes it clear that the righteous man is not the one who has succeeded in being obedient to the law, but the one who's been forgiven of disobedience, forgiven of sin. That is, the righteous man is the one who is righteous not by works of flesh, but by faith, by gift of God. And that is always the way it is for us as we live in our sinful flesh. And yet at the same time, we live in our life of faith given us by God. It is always, on the one hand, the temptation for us to depend on the works of our own flesh, and on the other hand, to live by faith alone. Works of flesh versus the life of faith. So we see this even in David's own life. David had already received the promise from the Lord that he would be king, and that from David's lineage the Savior would come. And yet David was not king yet. While David is waiting to be given the throne, the current king Saul was chasing David down to kill him. And then David had the chance to kill Saul. First, King Saul went out with 3,000 soldiers to hunt David down and kill him. Then, while David and his small band were hiding in the back of a cave, Saul unknowingly came into the cave unguarded in order, as the text says, to relieve himself. So that's David's big chance. He could easily sneak up behind Saul and kill him. One quick swing of the sword, the threat to David's life would be over. With that swing of the sword, Saul would no longer be on the throne. David could take his seat on the throne, which after all, as David's men told him, is what the Lord had promised him. So David's men told him to do it, take the opportunity, kill Saul, take the throne. Wouldn't it be God's will, since the Lord has promised the throne to you anyway, David? What would any of us do? It's right there in front of us to do it. David, though, had a clear discernment to make. Kill Saul and take the throne by works of his own flesh, or don't kill Saul, for the Lord had not given him to do that. Don't take the throne and wait for the Lord. Faith. Faith or flesh? Gift of God or works or decision of our own? David then said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put out my hand against him, seeing that he is the Lord's anointed." 1 Samuel 24:6. David leaves it to the Lord. That is the way of faith. The way of the flesh is to find something to do before God to make yourself worthy. The way of faith is to leave it to the Lord. The way of the flesh is for the sinner to do the work himself, to live by what you can accomplish, to depend on your own choices, not on the mercy of God. The way of faith is to come before God empty, to come with no worthiness of your own, only your sin, and to wait on the gifts of the Lord. So Paul, in quoting Psalm verses that David had written, says, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord does not count his sin." Paul says nothing of being blessed due to your obedience, nor because of your choices, your decisions, your dedication, or anything else of you. That will never be a blessing. It's works. But the one who is blessed because the Lord has covered his sin. He's blessed because the Lord does not count his sin, as Paul says, but rather accounts the sinner the righteousness of the blood of the cross. So it's Advent, the season where we await the Christ child. The one born of Mary comes with the title Son of David. His throne is eternal, for his throne is the cross. And the cross gave the blood to atone for the sins of all generations, no sinner left out. So we may speak from our own mouths the words said by the two blind men, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." This is a prayer of faith. Faith lives not by works, not by what we can accomplish with our own will or choices or strength, but only and completely by mercy. The prayer for mercy does not ever go unanswered. In the name of Jesus, amen.